When it comes to what floats your boat, there are many possibilities. For a retired North Country doctor, it is literally corks. About 65,000 wine corks are keeping his home-built catamaran afloat down the Connecticut River. Chris Jensen sends this postcard.
On a recent morning at the Bedell State Park, New Haverhill, a group of teenagers were transfixed by something they saw in the water.
Look at that, guys. The boat is made out of wine corks.
No way.
That's you so drank cool. all the wine yourself, right?
Oh, you bet.
That is so sick.
Awesome.
Actually, the catamaran isn't made entirely of corks, but the corks do fill the two hulls and keep it afloat, says the boat's builder, Pancras Vanderlaan. Over the winter, he worked on it with friends in his barn in Lancaster.
We invented it as we went along, and we started with a long board at the bottom, and we built some triangular pieces of plywood, which we glued together, and then steam bent these ash ribs. The ribs are meant to contain the corks. And of course, the corks in the fishnet, quarter-inch fishnet, tend to rise up, so we had to put a platform on it so the corks would not escape.
It's 7 feet wide and 16 feet long.
Lancaster police came and inspected it, and he was duly impressed, but even more impressed were the ladies in the motor vehicle registry who had to register the boat. They whooped it up.
The catamaran's named Conkorky because of the river and the corks. And there's a bit of an homage to Contiki, the balsa wood raft a Norwegian adventurer used to cross the Pacific in 1947. Vanderlaan says he got the idea years ago.
I picked up an article in Ocean Navigator magazine in the late 1990s that said something about a cork boat. And I thought, aha, a cork boat down the Connecticut River from source to sea would be the perfect project.
Some testing was done in the first Connecticut lake in Pittsburgh.
I mean, that was a little harrowing. We got into some 20-knot winds, and we damn near capsized her. So the wind just caught us just right.
But the Connecticut River is expected to be far calmer, and Vanderlaan and fellow sailor Bob Fink, who helped build the catamaran, are heading off.
Actually, why don't you start your engine? That's a good idea. Since she says you start so well. You note that we do have paddles.
For that day, the goal was wilder on the Vermont side, where there's an easy takeout. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.